The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're now tuning in to Pass the Aux with DJ G-Side, where the music shapes us who we are. So volume up, headphones on, sit back and listen up, because DJ G-Side has the aux. Welcome everybody back to Pass the Aux. I'm your host, DJ G-Side, and I want to take you guys all the way back to my freshman year here at Dominican University. I remember it so clearly, where we were all sitting in this room for orientation. Nobody really knew each other, yet it was just kind of quiet and awkward. I mean, we all experienced that. But as my advisor stood up and had us do this icebreaker activity, usually icebreakers are just saying your name and a fun fact. But this one was different. He told us that to start a list of songs right then and there, and that this list would become the soundtrack to our entire time in college. And I bet a lot of people in that room probably forgot about it in the very next day, but I didn't. I actually kept mine going for 4 straight years. Every time a song meant something to me, or just caught my attention, I just added it to my playlist. And that playlist, I titled it Beyond. The name actually had like a really special meaning for me, since the moment I graduated high school, my parents and I used that classic quote from Toy Story where Buzz Lightyear said, "To infinity and beyond." And that word beyond just meant stepping into the future. It meant committing to personal growth, leaving my comfort zone, and trying to be a better version of myself than I used to be. Which is why over the last 4 years, that playlist became a literal time capsule for my college experience. It literally holds the hype tracks that got me out of bed for early classes, heavy music that I played to distress after a tough week, and even songs that just got me through those sad days when I was just feeling overwhelmed, or even homesick, to be honest. And it also holds the heavy bass tracks from the times I went out with my friends to the clubs. And here's the thing, I'm not a huge club guy. Well, you probably won't find me right in the middle of the dance floor. But I wouldn't miss out if I get invited or get the chance, you know? So experiencing that loud, crowded ambiance, feeling the music in your chest, and just being around with friends, which was a massive part of making college memories, and including the concerts that I've been to during my time here. But then again, the genres on this playlist are all over the place. It went from hip-hop to rock to experimental that I just found late at night. It even transitioned to country music during these massive road trips my friends took me. As we drove off to the coast of California, went out to Seattle, and even drove right through the mountains in Colorado. And when you're staring out at a car window at the mountains for hours, the music playing through your car speakers or even through your headphones just locks into your memory. It sounds like a little something like this. The Beyond playlist holds every single part of growing up. And as we get ready to graduate and fly out to Japan next month, that playlist is going to be the soundtrack for that massive jump as well. And yeah, as you heard it, next month I'm officially graduating. College is ending, and this four-year playlist is about to hit its final tracks, which is why today is my last solo episode. And we're going to be talking about what it means to score your own life. When you're like right at the finish line of a graphic design degree, music just stops being the background noise, and it becomes like a tool. Let me paint the picture of what my life looks like right now. Times where I'm up until 3 a.m. in the morning, the rest of the dorm is completely quiet, my roommate's quiet and asleep, and I'm just staring at a glowing screen of my laptop as I'm deep into Adobe Cloud, working on final layouts for my assignments and projects that I have to finish and to catch up on. And when you're like in that zone, trying to match colors and line up typography, you physically cannot listen to heavy music. Like if I put on a track with intense lyrics or even like a crazy beat that's insane, it just messes up with my focus. And I usually get distracted easily when I listen to music with too many words because my brain tries to listen to the lyrics of the song instead of focusing on the design right in front of me. So the way I listen to music completely changes when I have a deadline. I have to make specific playlists that keeps me in the zone as I trade in my usual alternative experimental genres for pure ambient music or instrumental tracks that really, really helps me out. So I'll just put on my noise-canceling headphones to completely block any sounds outside. And from there, I just keep myself awake and just let the music, the instrumental, loop over and over again. This is exactly what kind of vibe I'm talking about. And it really does change the rhythm of how you work. The pacing of the music actually matches the pacing of how I design. It just keeps my stress levels down and stops me from burning out when I've been staring at a screen for 6 hours straight. It proves that music isn't just for entertainment, but it's the only thing that helps you get the work done. Since I already brought up those road trips that I've said before, the late night study sessions, and my playlist beyond, it got me thinking about why we even make playlists in the first place. Just think about it. Like, we have apps in our phones that have millions of songs available for us to play. We could easily just pick a pre-made radio station and hit shuffle and never think about it again. But instead, we spend hours picking out specific tracks as we drag them around, put them in an exact order, and how one song fades into the next song. And I think we do it because making a playlist is a way to organize our feelings. When you curate a list of songs for a specific time in your life, you are basically taking a screenshot of your mind. You're not just saving the audio, you're just saving the music attached to it, like a way to freeze time. So when I look back to my Beyond playlist 10 years from now, I won't just hear the music. I'll just remember exactly who I was right now. And remember the road trips, the 3 a.m. design sessions, and the feeling of waiting for graduation. And that brings me to the biggest trip of all, which is next month, I'm flying to Tokyo with my friends. A 10-hour flight across the ocean is a really long time to just sit with your thoughts. You have to actually like plan the trip musically, and you need that perfect high energy track for the exact moment the plane takes off. which is why you need like a calm, relaxing music for the middle hours when you're like trying to sleep on the plane. And then you need a very specific, exciting feel for when the wheels finally touched in Japan. Making a travel playlist is like a big deal when you're literally picking the background music for a brand new chapter of your life. But there's this one track that has me grounded during this whole college experience, which is none other than Today by the Smashing Pumpkins. It just has this perfect mix of looking back at where you came from while also moving forward into the future. So check this out. Listening to that song just brings it all into a full circle. That is the magic of curating your own sound, whether you are moving away from home for the first time, going to a loud club with your friends, graduating from college. Building a playlist just gives you control over the moment. You get to pick the music that gets you through it. It is kind of crazy to think that this is like my last time talking to you guys solo on the show. The journey from freshman year to right now just went so fast. Like honestly, you just snap up a finger. But I'm also glad that I have a playlist to prove it happened. So thank you for listening to my own musical journey over these solo episodes. It has been really awesome sharing this with you. But the show isn't over yet, I'll tell you that. Because for our final two episodes of the series, episodes 6 and 7, God, I hate saying that, but I'm handing over the mic to some very special guests to help me close out the show the right way. So this has been Past the Ox. I'm your host, DJ G-Side. Keep trusting the process, build your own soundtrack, and I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Peace.